Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
The kids all die in the fire at the end?
Oh, come on. Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, it is? Okay, Manchester by the Sea. Okay, yes. All right, well, show tomorrow night.
Yes.
Really nice to meet you. And you can get tickets when you go to the Wilbur.com. To go see Orny Adams.
Don't buy them on. They're like people reselling them at obscene amounts of money.
Probably your parents.
Probably is your parents. OrnyAdams.com. Free my pillow for everybody who.
Yes. Oh, if you show up tomorrow night, you get a free my pillow.
Yes. I'm going to start that promotion. We can get them quick enough.
All right. I think we should probably. It's 9 o'clock, so that means we should probably get to the code word. And I know you're standing by and hoping to win $1,000, so here you go. Coming up in a moment, we will be joined by Joey Fatone.
Hey.
Who, if you're watching The Masked Singer,
yes,
many think he's the rabbit. I will ask that question. He will not answer.
Okay.
Guaranteed. Wow. Today's weather, brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. Membership is open to everyone that lives or works in Suffolk or Middlesex or Norfolk counties. You can visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for membership information. The City of Boston Credit Union is uniquely Boston. And it is going to be sunny today, and the temperature is going to get to 27. That's it.
Sunday.
Pats game, Sunday. Temperature will be about 30 at game time, and it does not look like there's going to be any snow to interfere with Philip Rivers and his quest to finally beat Bestie. On the Framingham Ford studio line, a guy who's been on this show many times, Joey Fatone. Hey, Joey.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Good, good, good. Not too bad. Hanging in there, you know, early morning, but it's good. It's good.
Who do you like in that game Sunday, Pats or Chargers?
Oh, gosh. Pats or Chargers?
Yeah,
I'm not even kind of neither fan of one of them.
Joey,
for crying out loud!
I know the Giants were horrible, so I can't even. Like, it's not even worth even talking about. But I would, if I had a pick, I would pick the Pats.
All right, good answer. Now, listen, I know, I know you're calling because you want to talk about common knowledge. But can I just ask?
I want to talk about everything. Who said I just want to talk about just about common knowledge? And we said that. We can talk about everything.
All right, good.
We would like to touch on it.
Okay, I would like to know. And I'd like you to be honest, as if you were on a lie detector. Are you the rabbit on the mask?
I've been getting my Twitter. Let me explain something to you. I got it wasn't new. I did some research. I got the Oculus Go and then the Oculus Rift. I've been on that religiously since I got it for Christmas. Only when I travel and do press. I was working, but when I'm home, I've been sitting on my Rift like a freaking wackadoo. But the reason why I say that is because I haven't watched the show, and my Twitter was blowing up like crazy. You're the Masked Singer. Who's the Masked Singer? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they sent me this show, and I was like, this is hilarious. I was like, I wish I was a judge on the freaking thing. But no, it's not me. People keep asking about different things, and it actually sounds like a pretty good show from what I've been hearing.
You know what? I generally see something like that, especially when it's advertised on a network.
Yeah.
And I go,
yeah.
But it's actually interesting. Huh. So you're saying you are categorically denying that it's you.
Categorically denying. Like I said, I just saw the show. I thought it was hilarious. I think it's pretty funny. I wish I would have done it. Seriously, I wish I was a judge on it as well. But yeah, I've heard many things about it, many good things about it. And it was some sort of like was it like a Japanese show or something like that they were saying?
Yes, it was one of those game shows that we've adapted over here. So, Joey and I had the pleasure of hanging out together one night. Joey was attending the wedding of my good friend J.J. Mancini.
Yeah.
And we went to Howl at the Moon here in Boston. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I do remember. It was a little bit of a drunken stupor, if I recall.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was Tito's and Soda Close It.
The place was jam-packed, I remember. We were all the way in the corner. We got pushed in the corner.
Yes. And I kept
in the corner.
I kept asking you to please get up and sing.
Yep. had that go.
And you finally did.
And I did. I remember I actually sang a song to Jay and Mo, and I believe it was the Tenacious D song.
Yes, it was. yes, it absolutely was.
Just want to show you how my memory is to let you think that I didn't forget what we were talking about here.
Yes.
And I believe I sang a Tenacious D song to them, yeah, for the wedding.
Absolutely. So, Common Knowledge is a game show in which the practical everyday questions are asked. And these are things that everybody should know, right?
Correct.
What has been for you the most shocking answer that you did not get that when it comes to?
You know, it's funny. There's one that I never try to really know the answers. Meaning, like I do have to look at the questions, obviously, to read it phonetically when I'm reading them, so I don't sound like a dork. But there was one question that I actually knew, and not a lot of people knew it, which was interesting. Like, say for instance, a light bulb breaks off in the actual socket.
Yes.
How do you get it out of the socket? You know? And
there's
usually multiple choice, but I already knew the answer, which I thought was interesting, and a lot of people did not.
That has happened before, and I think I got, like, pliers or something, tried to shut the power off, lit my house on fire.
I was going to say Greg probably hired somebody
I hired somebody. I don't know, what's the answer, Joey Fatone?
Well, think about it. You know, you can't pull it or stick your hand up in there. First of all, you'll get electrocuted because the glass is broken. You'll cut yourself if you try to turn it, obviously, with your hand. So you cut a half of a raw potato. Mm-hmm. You stick the potato up in there. Of course, shut the power off. I don't think you're going to electrocute it at all, though. And you turn it. And as you stick it up in there and turn it, it will catch in the groove of the potato and turn the bulb out of the socket.
Holy S. I never knew.
Everybody's awesome.
There are a lot of people texting in that they knew that, but I had no idea.
That's great.
See?
I knew that one. I felt like the smartest man alive, even though I'm not. But I felt like it.
Now, what about if a member of NSYNC gets stuck in their costume?
Oh.
What happened?
The reason people think you're the rabbit is because apparently you guys did a video or something where you had straitjackets on.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the whole thing was. Like I said, Twitter was blowing up, and people kept saying a whole bunch of different things, and I don't know what they mean by the straitjacket, though. I didn't understand what that meant. As far as the video we did, there was a video called "I Drive Myself Crazy," but I wasn't in a straitjacket. I know that. JC was in a straitjacket.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, I know you got limited time with us this morning, so I hope everybody gets a chance to check out Common Knowledge with Joey Fatone, and it's so great to have you on the show, and come up and sing again at Howl. We'd love to have you.
I'd love to.
Say hi to JJ for me and all the rest of that stuff, all right?
I shall. I definitely shall. Yeah, man, I talk to him every day. Usually at least once a week we'll go out and get lunch. Oh, every time I'm in town, we always hang out.
It has to be Italian, right?
Yeah, right.
is there anybody who is more Italian to the point of what they put in their hair than JJ?
I was just about to say, his hair, it's amazing. And don't touch the hair. He'll probably kill somebody. It's very coiffed, very bouffant. It's very nice. Every hair is strategically placed.
It's
amazing.
It's amazing. All right. Good to talk to you, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. There you go. I believe one time when we had Joey booked on the show, Spaz thought his name was pronounced Fat One.
Joey Fat One.
Am I correct about that?
I think that was, in fact, what the case was.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
And that is not correct.
That's fantastic.
Or Angelo,
if you're watching My Big Fat Greek Wedding for the 9 millionth time.
Here's a text that says, Greg wants to know if you can consume the potato after removing the light bulb. Well, not raw, but one might fry it or make make hash browns or something like that.
I was hoping the electrical current would turn it into a home fry.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, when you pull it out.
Just put some salt on it and then poof.
Yeah. Never mind zucchini spirals. You just get potato spirals.
Right, yeah.
Just keep screwing.
Yeah, curly
just
fries.
Just keep screwing.
See, with me, I'd be standing there, and I would have eaten the potato, and right. I'd be asking why the light bulb hasn't come, the broken light bulb hasn't come out yet.
Why did I have this?
Oh, wait, I'm supposed to put...
I need fuel for this.
All right. It's a good life hack. I never knew that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is Tyler on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Tyler. Tyler.
Uh-oh.
Well, I think Tyler wanted to try to get in on the Millennial Olympics, which are happening in the studio next Friday, but may have given up. Are we going to take a contestant or two before the show ends?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. All right. We will do that. Danielle, are you up for sports this morning?
I suppose.
Okay. Let us do that.
And now, Danielle.
You play ball like a girl!
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
How dare you assume what kind of performance I would put forth on a field or a court based on my gender. The Bruins' 5-game winning streak is over.
With 5. The Bruins' suffering continues at the hands of Braden Holtby and the Washington Caps. 14 in a row for the Caps against the Bruins. 4-2 the final at TD Garden.
Doubled up last night by the Caps, 4-2 at TD Garden. Ryan Donato and David Krejci both had goals for Boston. They are third in the Atlantic Division right now with 54 points. They will play in Toronto tomorrow. The Celtics need to start a new winning streak after falling 115-99 to the Heat in Miami. Kyrie Irving scored 22 points for Boston. They'd won its previous four games, and the Celtics right now are 25-16 overall. They play the Magic in Orlando tomorrow.
I can't figure out this Celtics team. Like, they go on these they go on these win streaks, and then they lose games that you don't think they wouldn't lose. And
right.
I don't know.
It's an anomaly.
That's kind of the NBA, though. They don't play until the fourth quarter. They don't really play until the fourth quarter of every game, and they don't really play until the end of the season. So.
Wow. Right. There goes all our basketball guests.
Yes. I'm just saying that's the way they
do it. I hear you.
That's the way they do it. That's the way they do it.
The Lakers are expected to play at least 3 more games without superstar LeBron James. Team says that King James will miss at least another week with a strained left groin. He was hurt on Christmas Day against Golden State. Hasn't played since. LA is 3-5 without LeBron. And after a first-round bye, the Pats have a home playoff game on Sunday.
Yes.
Vegas odds makers taking bets right now on how long Greg Hill will stay at the game and whether he will post an Instagram video toward the end of the third quarter to prove that he's still there. To challenge the haters, as they say.
I know you like to be funny, but I stay for these games. It's a big joke around here that I leave early or whatever.
Oh, you stay for the pink hat games during the playoffs? Yeah, that's great.
Not Danielle. I don't remember the owner of the franchise mentioning the fact that you had been there since the beginning.
No, driving to Foxborough is too much for me.
So if there's, I mean, I hate to, this could be a part of the Millennial Olympics, but I hate to break it to everybody. Simply because Mr. Kraft bought the team, there weren't a bunch of you who were immediately on the bandwagon. A bunch of you were still hemming and hawing about the New England Patriots. Some, a small handful of us.
See what you did there.
Were there from the very beginning. With full belief.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
That's right, Mr. Kraft. Yes, sir.
Did you offer to, like,
we'll see you on Sunday.
Pay double rent at that point? Like, someday, Mr. Kraft, if you have a space for one of my establishments that I plan to open, I promise you, if you say this, I will pay you double the fair market rent for your space.
That was unsolicited.
Wow.
Gratuitous. Unsolicited support of, I knew that we would get what could be the last, I hope it's not, but it could be the last NFL football season call from Derek,
All right. The
Steelers fan. Real Derek. Good morning.
The true leader of the diehards. Since the beginning.
Since the beginning.
I love it.
Since the beginning.
So, look, this is going to be one of the, you know how the WWE has, they had like those I quit matches?
Yep.
Okay, that's what this is setting up to be. 25 degrees. This kid Gordon's already limping around and wants everyone to know about it. I see it all happening all over again. I quit. Third quarter, sitting on the bench, just like LP did. That's exactly what's going to happen in this game.
You happen to see
cakewalk.
You happen to see the picture that Bestie posted of him.
I did
playing
not,
in,
sir.
Huh? Him playing in the snow. It's on his Instagram this morning.
Oh, God.
Fundamentals.
It says. What's happened to his little reality Facebook show?
What do you mean?
Did they whack that or what?
It's going to be the same thing again this year about whether or not he's going to hang him up or whether he's, you know how that goes.
All about me. All about me. Everybody look at me. I'll tell you, the best thing that could happen to all of you is they get the Gronk away from Captain Kale and get him back to, you know, meat and potatoes. And then maybe this team could win it.
Derek, don't you think that you look at everybody who's left, and don't you think they have an advantage getting to the big game because of their experience in that matter?
Well, everyone wants to point to all the time with this team, you know, whenever somebody leaves, they don't do well. That's not been the case the last 3-4 years. You look at Chandler Jones, Hakeem Hicks, like, the GM genius has been hurting the team. There's no question about it. You traded Garoppolo for, you know, a bag of balls. That's on him.
Yeah.
They're under me. What do you think? You know, everyone, the Steelers aren't in the playoffs. You know, how many memes and messages? Yeah, guess who else isn't in the playoffs? Danny Amendola. And wouldn't he look good? And, you know, I don't know, 3rd and 11, somewhere midway through the 4th, and Pretty's been duffing it all day. I think he'd look pretty good out there.
Well, listen, I mean, I think the end is coming. So this game, I think, on Sunday takes on extra significance. I mean, we've been blessed by an excess of riches here, success wise. So I think it does take on extra significance, because each time now you look at it and you say, "Is this
the last one?
Is it the last one?"
I'm just glad my buddy LB is hanging in there, because I want him to watch this with me. And I'll admit, it may be a year away. I sense a beautiful, you know, Patriot loss in the big one this year, which is great. I love those Sundays.
Wait a minute.
But I think we could trickle into next year, and I just want to sit back and watch it with my buddy LB and love every minute of it.
So would you actually prefer that they get to the Super Bowl and then lose? Is that your
at this point, why not? You know, Blink's down in Pittsburgh ruined it for, you know, that team and led us to nothing. So, yeah, that's TV at its best. Sunday, get Monday off and just enjoy. Now, it should have been Pete Carroll screwed one of them up.
I don't think.
Now, hey, I can't wait for your Instagram picture. You know, you with your snowsuit on and your scarf. Or are you going to shed that and close the glass? What are we doing? What's the plan?
I will say this. I don't think Phil Rivers can beat Brady. I think I think he has a mental block about it.
Everyone gives, you know, Roethlisberger heat, and rightfully so at times. But this kid Rivers is not in that class.
What?
He's not in the same class. He hasn't won. You know, he's captain statistic when they turn the NFL into the Arena League. So it doesn't really count if you ask me. What have you done in big spots? And Roethlisberger came out with Manning and him, and he's the better of the three, hands down.
Wow. All right, what are you calling for a score?
Yeah, probably 27-17, I quit, and get back on the bus. That's what this one's setting up to be. I've got this T-shirt, Hilldog. I've had this one a long time. I know how this movie ends.
All right. Well, I assume we'll be talking on Monday then.
Looking forward to it, my friend. You enjoy the weekend.
All right. That is Derek. That's real Derek the Steelers fan, not fake Derek the Steelers fan. Who do you like better? You like real or fake Derek better?
It's hard to tell.
Both equally.
It's hard to tell. Fake Derek nails it when he says pretty. Yeah. I mean, he has that bitterness in his voice. Yeah. He just matches Derek on that. Yeah.
Here's somebody who says, I'm a Steelers fan, and Derek is high if he thinks that Rivers is not in the same league. I know. I mean, you're talking about, I mean, the two oldest quarterbacks ever to meet in a playoff game. And, I mean, he hasn't won the Super Bowl, but neither did Dan Marino.
Right.
I mean, he's still been there. He's been there for a long time.
Do you happen to know how old Marino was when he retired?
I don't off the top of my head, but I mean, he has to be mentioned in the same.
Yeah.
If you're talking about Roethlisberger, as LB would say, you have to talk about Rivers. Same. All right, we'll be right back. Well, we'll be back on Monday, and theoretically, LB will make his triumphant return then as well. So, what, you don't think so?
No.
No.
No, I want my buddy to rest and recharge and get whatever the appropriate paperwork is that he needs to return to
work. I think he'll be back. I think he will be back.
So we don't need to get into it right now, but I just wanted to give people a heads up that they should check out my Instagram story if you'd like to pull back the curtain and see how Greg has committed to his goals.
You mean the video you took without my permission of me making my breakfast in the studio?
Yes.
Don't be jealous because I have mental control and I have willpower. So don't make fun of my unsalted, all natural peanut butter, multigrain bread, mm-hmm. Banana breakfast this morning.
Okay.
Please.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's gonna come out.
You know what? I just ate that and. That's all I need for the whole day.
Oh, stop. Really?
I feel
good for you.
I feel full and satiated.
Enjoy. Yeah,
I feel great.
That knife better make it home. Mrs. Hill 2.0 is going to have a real.
Yeah.
Where's the dimpled silver knife from the set on the island? So wait, you have two ovens in the house. Does that mean you have two different sets of silverware?
I don't know how many sets of silverware. Yeah. We have one. It's probably old that we've had since we were living in an apartment.
You don't have silverware for company?
Of course, you have the wedding crap that you got that everybody had to pay a fortune to get you to.
That wasn't crap. That was from Sears.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I was running.
Nice.
I was running a little bit late, so I had to bring the jar of the vegan, gluten-free, USA-grown Teddy Smooth, unsalted, all-natural peanut butter
non-GMO.
And the knife and the banana.
Okay. Why don't you just get a jar of Teddy for your office?
Maybe I should,
so
but
you
I'm
can
frugal.
Snack on it.
Why would I need? Why would I need one jar here when I have one jar at home?
Make
I
your life easier.
Just get real peanut butter. Just get some Jif.
No, the Teddy's good.
No,
Teddy's good.
It's good stuff, Shu.
Yeah.
You should try the sun butter. That's peanut butter made from sunflower seeds.
Oh, okay.
No, it's sunflower
I thought that was
butter.
Code.
sunflower butter, whatever it is.
Seeds.
Hey, by surprise, you know who is on the Framingham Ford studio line right now?
My first boyfriend ever.
No.
It's, okay.
Although he is old enough. But you're...
hey.
Tom is on the phone.
Oh.
Our friend Tom.
Yes.
Who is from the Waltham PD and befriended our other friend, our 102-year-old World War II veteran friend, Larry Steinfeld. And Tom is with Larry, I believe, right now. Tom.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
How you doing?
I'm fine. Happy New Year to you all.
Same to you. Are you in Larry's room right now?
I am with Larry, and I had to reach out because every time I come here, it's the first questions are, have you heard from Fred, and how's my girl Danielle?
I love it.
I have got to get over there, and I'm gonna come over next week.
Uh-oh.
But we're gonna try. Daniel, you're familiar with the hearing device that he uses.
Yes.
I've got my phone on speaker, so. We'll try that. If not, I will translate, and then he'll be more than happy to speak to you on the phone that way.
All right, so, let's see if we can try to get him to hear us. It's been difficult lately.
What? Yeah, what he said.
What? Larry.
Say hello.
Hey, Larry, hey, it's Fred. Larry, it's Fred.
Can't hear him at all.
So just talk to him.
Larry? Hey, Larry, can you hear me? It's Fred.
Just talk.
Hello.
Hey.
Fred.
Yes.
How are you?
How you doing, Larry?
Yeah, I hear you pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's faint.
Hey, listen, Danielle's here. Remember when Danielle came to visit you a couple weeks ago?
Wait a minute. Put it on four, five.
Remember when Danielle came to visit you a couple weeks ago?
Build it up.
Say that again.
Hey, that Tom.
Remember when Danielle came to visit you?
All right, this isn't working very well.
No, it's not. It's not. It's we'll have to do it in person. We're gonna have to do it in person. It's
remember when Danielle came to visit you?
What?
Remember when Danielle came to visit you?
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Tell us about that? A girl walks in and she says, "Hi," and I say, "Hi." I said, "Who are you?" She says, "Danielle." I said, "You're Danielle? You're a pretty girl."
Hey!
She loved it. Anyway, we talked, and I told her, "Don't take any abuse from you."
Yes.
Because I'll give her some.
Oh, yeah. No,
anyway, she's a sweet girl, and her name is Danielle. And being Danielle, she's one of my favorites.
Aww.
Now I know who I'm talking to. Okay? And how are you, Fred?
I'm great, Larry. Can you hear me at all?
How are you?
Tom, tell him I'm great.
He said he's great.
Oh, he's great? Well, I wish the hell I felt that great. I got older and weaker, and, you know, I need my teeth tightened because they're big, and when I talk, they pop out.
What?
So that takes care of that.
Yeah.
The hearing aid, forget about
it. Tom, can
the
you...
eyes, I need to have a complete eye exam. And when I get through, I'll be ibonic, or whatever. And one of them, Fred, don't get this old.
Oh, don't get this. Oh, this is good advice. Don't get this old.
Yeah.
Don't get this old. Hey, Tom, can you ask him if the Patriots are going to win on Sunday?
Sure. Hold on. Are the Patriots going to win on Sunday?
I don't even know. I haven't been able to watch them. How are they doing?
They're in the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs?
Yeah.
They won every game?
Not everyone, but close.
Is Brady in there?
Yeah.
But the kid isn't. The other one, he broke something.
Who?
They say he broke a leg or an arm.
Who, Edelman? Is he talking about Edelman?
Well, anyway,
you know that Tom Brady is Fred's best friend, right?
Yes.
Best friend?
Yes, Fred's.
No,
Fred's.
But I know one thing. Tom Brady is the best quarterback that the league ever had.
Yes. Period. Yes, Larry. Yes.
You hear that? That's incredible.
Yes. All right.
You know, Brady... I don't know. It's just something about him. He gets there, and he needs some help. But if he hasn't got it, somehow or another, he manages. I haven't seen one game.
We'll see if we can fix that.
Yeah. Let's watch the game. Maybe we should maybe we should watch the game over there on Sunday.
Have fun.
How about if they come and watch the game with you on Sunday?
Who is? Fred. Be my guest. I'll let you sit beside me, and if the elephant shows, we'll have peanuts.
Whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, that's great.
If the elephant shows, we'll have peanuts. Oh, he was talking about, when he was talking about the young guy, everybody's texting in, he was talking about Garoppolo.
Yeah. So oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's talking about
Jimmy G.
Yeah. All right.
So that's it from Larry. I think he's deep into his chocolate drink right now.
Okay, good.
Make sure
good,
there's not too
good
much ice in it, Tom. Good. Don't water down the insurer. He gets mad.
Thank you very much. I did overdo it a little, so I probably will be banned for
okay
a week or so.
That's it. Get out.
Getting ready.
Well, Tom, I'm glad you called with him, all right? And I'll hit you up later.
Okay, and let LB know that my thoughts are with him. I got a similar diagnosis myself a week ago.
Oh.
But all's going to be good on this end. So give him our prayers and thoughts.
All right, and the same.
All right,
same
to you.
Thank you.
Same to you,
and we'll be in touch.
All right,
okay.
All right, Tom.
All right, take care, guys.
Okay,
he's out.
Tom, heart of gold.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, one of the greatest human beings I think I've ever met. Mm-hmm. I mean, he befriended Larry because he responded to the call about the stolen lottery ticket. And then he realized that Larry didn't have much in the way of family, and he has become Larry's best friend.
Yeah.
I mean, that is...
Yeah, that's great.
That's like when people start ragging on law enforcement, I go, look at Tom right from the Waltham PD and what he has given up time-wise for Larry.
Yeah.
So...
People rag on law enforcement because of Stowe 5-0.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, those four people over there. They never get a break.
Come on.
I love
always
the,
okay.
The thing I love the most about Larry... is that he does, he gets all the names wrong. He doesn't know who we are. He thinks LB's Tony. He doesn't even know I exist.
Yeah.
But he'll get Danielle right every time.
Of course he does.
Every time.
Of course
yep
he does.
He's a player.
He is a hoot.
A texter says, I just tuned in. Did he call Greg an elephant? Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I'm going to use that. If the elephant shows up, we're going to have peanuts.
We're going to have peanuts. Pretty good expression.
I like it.
That one is so old, I don't even know
right
it.
I'd never heard that.
If the elephant shows up, we'll all have peanuts.
That's when there were like elephants at the circus.
Is that code or is that like, is that
right?
Like really? That's great.
There's
but you know what? 102 years old.
Right.
And he immediately says that Tom Brady is the GOAT.
Yep.
That's right.
He
I
knows
mean, that's
Larry
that's
knows
all you need to know right there.
Yep.
Right? That's all you need to know. All right. Well, that's our 102-year-old. Here's a 508 text that says, Larry must have seen the photo of you in your new jacket, Dumbo.
Oh.
Dumbo.
Oh,
that's
on
why. Yeah, see? Yeah, see?
What happened to his tusks?
No, that's Fred.
Huh? Huh? No, it's not.
Yeah.
Larry is just an unbelievable guy, too. And our 102-year-old World War II veteran friend. I'm so glad we got to meet him.
I know.
So, you know?
Yeah.
If it weren't for what happened to him,
mm-hmm,
we all would have never had the chance to meet him. And that's an amazing thing, too.
I really wish Larry could take part in the Millennial Olympics just to show him how it's done.
Yes,
what are you, stupid? it's a can opener.
Tyler is back. Speaking of the Millennial Olympics, Tyler was trying to get in earlier on the show. What happened? I went to you. What happened?
I think my ear must have hit the mute button.
Mm.
Ah, now. for the Millennial Olympics, speaking of phone and the mute button, would you be able to tell me what call waiting is?
Oh, man. I think that involves an operator, right?
Let him in.
All right. All right. I'm going to let you in. If I told you that call waiting was underway and you had to take a phone call, what would you do?
Push the mute button?
All right, this guy's going to do it.
Yep.
He's a champion.
This is going to be so good. And don't you feel so... Can you imagine? No idea what call waiting is.
No.
No idea. Tyler, how old are you?
I'm 29.
29. Nice. All right.
Nice.
You qualify. So where are you from?
I live in Sharon.
In Sharon. Okay. And you can be here in Brighton next Friday morning.
It's a little early, but I think so.
A little. Very good.
Yeah. Just have your mom drop you off or whatever. All right. Hang on for a moment, and we will see you for the Millennial Olympics next Wednesday. See?
I know.
It's a whole generation of people who don't know what call waiting is.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Did you ever pull one of the Mean Girls situations where you took a call waiting call?
Left them on forever?
No, you went back to the person you were originally speaking with. And you were like, oh, so-and-so is on the phone. They're so annoying. And they're like, it's still me.
Still me. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's why you always had to click back over and be like, Bill? Yes? Okay, just checking. By the way, I still haven't mastered call waiting on the iPhone.
No?
I'm not. It's like, hold and accept. Hold and send a voicemail. Yeah, well, hold and hold.
It labels it right there. What's so hard about it?
I never know which one to hit. I panic.
Oh, jeez.
Just a thing. Sorry.
Here's somebody who says, based on that conversation, this is going to be the best competition ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Millennial Olympics. What number would you call for directory assistance? Oh. I did not tell Tyler Wednesday. I told him Friday. It's next Friday. Did I say Wednesday?
I thought
I said next Friday.
I don't think so.
It's next Friday. All right. Well, on Monday, we'll take a few more Olympic competitors, correct?
Yeah.
Now, the millennial, if you're wondering if you're a millennial, if you were born between 1981 and 1996, then you are a millennial.
Correct.
1981 to 1996. And so Monday we'll get some more competitors. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime you want at WAAF.com or via the radio.com app. A texter wants to know if it's okay to be a millennial Olympian if you vape. Yes,
oh,
of course.
Oh, my God.
No problem.
Oh, seriously?
No problem with that at all. No problem.
Just don't vape in here or the fire department will come.
Yes, that's right. All right. What else Monday? I think LB may be back Monday. And then we'll have a Monday's Mutt in here. Mm-hmm. And who knows what else. So... safe weekend, everybody. You doing anything big over the weekend?
Let's see. I'm going to a wellness seminar tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Oh,
boy.
Saturday, I have a Wildlife Rehabbers networking get together.
Yeah.
Very exciting stuff.
Yeah. All right.
What do you have going on?
Today I'm going to Nantucket for the day.
What?
That's nice.
For some meetings.
Oh.
And then
what time is your flight?
Good one, Shu.
I'm taking the slow boat. I always take the slow boat.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Only $24. And then I am going to, I'm going to go out to the new casino.
Nice.
Out in Springfield.
Awesome.
Nice.
So, all right. Thinking of moving the WAF Celebrity Golf Tournament out to the Western Mass 413 area.
Gotcha.
I got to check the place out. All right. Up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz. Over an hour of nonstop rock, completely commercial free. Have a great week. Carrie just burst in like she had something.
Do you mind? We're on the air.
I thought you had some kind of announcement or something. All right. She's next. Workday Blitz is next. And we'll see you on Monday. Have a fantastic, safe weekend.